Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Earlier this week, we told you about Gary Pressey, who has not missed a game at Wrigley Field as the Cubs organist for 33 straight years. Well, today we give you another longevity story, that being Roger Bossert, the longtime White Sox groundskeeper. Bossert is now in his 53rd year of taking care of the Sox ballpark and all the Sox properties, which includes the spring training fields out in Arizona. Bossert comes from a family of groundskeepers, as his father was the head man with the Sox prior to turning the reins over to his son. And Roger's grandfather held the same job with the Cleveland Indians for 44 years himself. And Roger's cousin was the head groundskeeper for both the Yankees and the Padres, so you can see that the green thumb was handed down from generation to generation. Now, all kinds of weather factors crop up into the daily life for Bossert. In fact, just earlier this week, he woke up to an unusual April snowstorm that dumped 4 inches onto Guaranteed Rate Field. But Bossert has seen it all, and he had the play spick and span hours before the first pitch on Monday night. As you would imagine, weather is the number one concern for a groundskeeper, but Bossert is well-armed in advance.
I have my own Doppler here. So I've got the, you know, all my hookups and everything around the roof. So I pretty much know what's going on. I'm not saying I'm Tom Skilling, but I'm starting to learn the business a little bit, and certainly having your own Doppler helps you out knowing what's going on for at least the next 24 hours.
Now, that's the modern way of utilizing all the equipment at his fingertips, but that's not the way it has always been. In fact, not even close.
You know, when I first started here, obviously my dad was here, and I can remember that when he would meet with the umpires, and they'd go out and they'd look up in the sky and say if it's raining or not. Back in those days, Dad had a friend, he was a weatherman at Midway Airport, and he would call him up. That's how he would find out. But for the most part, to be quite frank with you, it's a matter of just going out and they'd look up in the sky and say if it's raining or not. We've come a long ways since then.
They sure have, and Bossert has so many things on his plate on a daily basis, but he says the job pretty much boils down to three things.
The most important part is the infield. Every infielder wants his area different. When Robin was here, my gosh, I almost made it like mud. The complete opposite, when Julio Cruz, when we got him in 83, we won a division in 83. Julio actually wanted the second half of the infield to be hard. He used to run up and charge every ball, yet in front of that, he wanted it soft. So every player's got his own little thing, and to the average person doesn't realize that. For a major league groundkeeper, it's the infield dirt is number one, drainage is number two, and the grass is number three.
Now, I have been going to the ballpark myself for a long time, and I've never heard anybody ever criticize the affable Bossert, but he says there was that one time it actually did happen.
A guy by the name of Ricky Henderson. Back in the day when Ricky played, we had our managers here at the time. I don't know if it was Chuck Tanner or Jeff Torborg, one of the guys. We had the field very soft because we didn't want Ricky to run. I kept Ricky from running. It was a three-game series. He was with New York. I kept him running the first two games from that running first two games. I saw him the third day, Sunday morning. He actually looked me up. It wasn't a good conversation as far as I was concerned. He let me know what he thought of me and my field. However, you have to understand that I did exactly what I had to do for the Chicago White Sox. You know, Bill Veeck once said he thought a groundkeeper was worth 8 to 10 games. I don't believe that. I believe a good groundkeeper is worth 3 to 4. He does what he wants for his players. You know, are the foul lines tilted? Is the mound in the bullpen, the visitor's bullpen, the same as on the field? Those little things can make a difference.
But every now and then, something rather unusual will crop up that there is no manual for. And that one something occurred back on July 12, 1979. It's a day and night that I'll personally never forget. It was one of my first games covering as a young reporter. It was a scheduled twilight doubleheader between the Sox and the Tigers. And in between games, famed disc jockey Steve Dahl had his now infamous disco demolition promotion. Bill Veeck, the Sox owner at the time, was hoping to get some extra fannies in the seats, but he, nor anybody else, anticipated 53,000 young people to attend. And to say the least, things got out of hand in between games when Dahl blew up a large box of disco records. Bossert picks it up from there.
I think the tough part of it was that when they blew up the records, there was a big box, and they blew up the records in the middle of center field. And Bill Veeck had, that's when the people started coming out, and Bill Veeck came down from the press box. He had the flu. He didn't feel good, and he was trying to keep the kids off the field, and it just didn't happen. You know, as far as the groundkeeper is concerned, there was literally a bonfire in center field. The kids came out. Our left field area was called our patio area. They took a lot of the benches out of there, put them on fire. It was a historic night, and it was scary.
The field was trash. There were fires in the right field upper deck and a host of damage throughout the entire park. The end result was the field was deemed unplayable for Game 2, and it was ruled a forfeit. Bossert said he was heartsick, but he wasn't the only one, as the story perpetuated for quite a while.
There were over 2,000 letters from people 2 weeks later to Bill about what a historical bad night it was. And Bill felt terrible. We got 53,000 people here, but they were the ones we didn't want. But, you know, once again, we didn't know. You don't know that's going to happen. It just, it took off the wrong way.
Bossert is not only famed here in Chicago, but is widely acclaimed worldwide. He's not known as the sod father for nothing. And here he tells us about a strange call and job from yesteryear in Saudi Arabia.
Prince Abdullah bin Saad bin Fahd called me, and I put in the first natural turf soccer fields over there. He was the George Steinbrenner of soccer. And actually, it got to the point where Abdullah and I didn't have to call him Your Highness anymore. We became very close. I spent a couple weeks with him in a couple summers. He had a palace in Newport Beach. He was quite a, he was the George Steinbrenner of soccer. He wanted to have the first natural turf soccer fields. I spent 3 winters over there bringing desalinization machines. The first 2 fields I brought sod over from San Diego. So money was not an object with them.
Bossert has been called upon to help out on numerous projects, including the new drainage system over at Wrigley Field. And he told me he averages between 8 and 10 letters daily on how to improve people's front or back lawns. So Bossert has seen and done it all. And the last question I had for him was, how much longer does he want to keep being the White Sox head groundskeeper?
Jerry Reinsdorf and I talked about this in spring training. I'm probably thinking maybe another 3 years. You know, obviously, it's all health, you know, but I actually enjoy what I do. There's been one day I didn't want to come to work, and that was disco demolition the next day. Enough said right there.
Enough said, other than the fact that he is absolutely the best at what he does. I'm David Schuster for 670thescore.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.